if I die at all, if I just drop off, it's not because I hate you guys. It's because my phone is trying to beat the system. So I apologize.
Dude, don't you have a charger?
It's on the charger right now, and it is rapidly losing power.
Plug the charger into the wall. That might help. Last but not Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Matt, dude, how's your dinner, man?
It's doing all right. You know, I thought if I was going to order, you know, meat, I thought meat would show up instead of this tofu crap.
Oh, you got tofu on your plate. Let me taste some of that. Yeah.
Right?
I don't like it. It's nasty, dude. It's nasty. What is Robbie?
Excuse me, waiter. Waiter.
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
I think I ordered this steak. I don't know what this tofu shit coming out is. Would you be able to talk to the chef about this?
Well, I don't know if you knew or not, but you're at a Arabian vegan bar.
Sean, did you bring me to an Arabian vegan bar?
Wasn't my idea, man. You got to talk to your old lady, man. She said to bring you here. You would love it. It was going to be funny. I have an idea, Matt. Dude, let's start a chant, man. Maybe we can get our food. Maybe we can get them to go out and get us some real meat.
Maybe we could get some goddamn steak in here.
We want some steak! Let's do it.
USA!
USA! USA! USA, give a steak!
I asked you to calm down.
Give a steak, damn it.
You mean this was a mistake? You came to the wrong place?
Dude, go out back. I know you got some cows back there. They may be pets. I don't know what they are. Go back there. Just jab your knife right in the... I don't know. I think right around this side of the... I think the steak is like right up in there. So just cut like a section out. The cow will live. We'll get our steak.
I don't think it works like that. I'm sorry.
It does work, man. It totally works. I want a real soda. I don't know what the hell this is, but this is not a real soda.
Well, this is non-carbonated wheatgrass with a hint of lime.
Is this tea? This is crap.
This is crap, dude. We want soda! We want soda! I'm all by myself on this one.
USA!
USA! USA!
Say R any so I'm sorry. This is an Arabian vegan bar.
You are not getting okay. You are not getting a tip unless I get my meat.
Well, I can give you the tip of my meat.
You know, I would like some pudding.
That was very inappropriate. And you know what? I've got this whole thing on camera. Oh. Say smile. Oh. I mean, don't say smile, but smile.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to ask you both, the gentlemen, both to leave. Highly inappropriate. You're in the Arabian vegan bar. You're talking about steaks and mistakes and cows and fucking soda. This is not the place for that stuff. You're going to have to get the hell on with your USA chants and all this shit.
Well, you know what? I've got this new thing called Restaurant Logs. I'm doing this Instagram thing. I got caught this from my buddy, Rob, and I'm doing these restaurants. I'm just going to random restaurants, and I'm talking about, like, buying stuff and my food. So this is all on Instagram, so check me out later. Random Ramblings with Sean.
Okay.
Hey, Norma, give us a horribly awkward.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't do that. It's awkward.
Welcome to episode 55 of Horribly Awkward. I am Sean, and unfortunately, again, guys, I'm sorry. I am your host for this week, but I have another killer episode. and a handful of killer guests to make up for me being me. If you guys want to know what crazy stories sparked that improv, you can always find that in the tail end at the very end of the podcast. So check that out. It's always there. Always find it. Thanks for downloading and listening. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, tell a podcaster, tell a Pokemon goer, tell a person on the street, a passerby maybe, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing. So use what your mama gave you. And I'm not talking about your booty. Or maybe, maybe I am. You guys can send me your voicemails, ask me a question, yell at me, or just call me an idiot. I'm okay with all of those. Or you can do all of the above. So that voicemail number is 510-600-3475. And if you need to find that number, it's always down below in the description. It's always there, right down below. Not where I'm pointing, because obviously this is audio only by the time you hear it. Unless you're on Facebook. I do have a Facebook page, and it's kind of live right now. I think it's live. I'm not following the, if there's any kind of chat going on, I'm sorry. I don't know how to follow that. But yeah, you guys can reach out to me the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com on today's show. Okay. You guys might know this podcast. You've probably heard of it. It's an awesome show where he gets a huge variety of people to drop in and tell them their stories, because everyone has a story to tell. Matt Donahue, McDonough, Matt McDonough from Passersby Podcast.
There we go. What's up?
Your name, like, doesn't, when I look at it, it doesn't say McDonough. It just doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't do it.
It's for okay. Me. There's 90% of nobody. Nobody can pronounce it.
Really? Okay, cool. I don't feel so dumb. Awesome, dude. And also, you guys might know this other dude from Frying Chicken and Slicing Watermelon recently. I'm just joking. He once hijacked Matt's show for the longest Passersby episode to date. Hijacked that shit. I swear, he was like a pirate in the sea. Just got on that podcast and said, part one, I'm not done. Okay, you guys might know him from his Walmart logs, his Instagram videos. From the podcast Random Ramblings with Rob and the inventor of the word motherfucker, Mr. Rob.
Motherfuckers. Yeah, I was actually about to cook some chicken, so that wasn't like not a lie.
I wasn't trying to be racist. I'm really, you were cooking chicken. Did you slice watermelon?
No, we don't have any. If we had some, probably would have.
We need to put that stereotype to bed, dude, because...
Is it sleepy?
I don't know.
It's delicious.
Are you guys watermelon fans?
I'm not a fan of watermelon, but yes, I am a fan of chicken, for sure.
Oh, yes, I eat it sometime. I don't eat it like... I don't eat it to meet the stereotype quota.
Okay, but like when you see these cute little chickens, and they're... Dee, 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 and you're picking them up, the little chicks, you're petting their heads, they love it. You're like, when you grow up, I'm gonna fry you and eat. Have you ever seen that video?
The little ones are for chicken nuggets. You just like, you lure them in with a false sense.
Oh, yeah.
You be like, hey, little baby chicken. And you're like, motherfucker, snap his neck, fry it up, chicken nuggets, boom.
So violent, dude. Do you actually have to say motherfucker?
Yes.
Have you ever seen that video where there's like a bunch of chickens, like a pile of chickens in this meat grinder, and they just turn it on
and they disappear?
And then, they just disappear into like paste.
Oh, no. I had no. I'm going to have to look that up. I would look it up now, but I'm currently looking at the live stream.
It's weird because that video, you're like, oh, I feel so bad. But at the same time, like those chickens didn't feel it. It happened so quick. I don't know. Is it twisted for me to say it's not messed up?
That's not that messed up. I mean, it happens, like you said, so quick that they're just, like, gone.
It's delicious, though. I mean, if it's painless, it's probably tastes the best. I don't know.
They have all their feathers and stuff. You can't eat the chickens like that. Maybe there's some...
No.
The grinder takes care of that, and then the fire and the flames, it burn all the feathers off.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, I guess. I guess.
I just made that up. I don't know the process at all.
Either do I. All I know is I eat these things. I'm so disconnected from what happens to the animals and then to me eating it. That's why I'm so disconnected I can do this. I'm sure if I was to witness this stuff, I would stop eating food altogether. I'd just stop eating and I'd shrivel up and die.
Well, We can't have that happen. You gotta continue to be horribly awkward for the world to hear.
Yeah, dude. I'm looking at Matt's background. True that. He's got some cool shit back there. He's got some stormtroopers.
It's stormtrooper. Ooh, yeah. Hit of the bong, the pipe or something.
Oh no. That's where I put my candles. It looks like a little fireplace.
And it's just, see, you put it on there and you light the candle up, it looks like he's sparking a doobie. Look at that.
Let's just be clear, Matt does not have a bong in the background.
No.
The stormtrooper is the bong. You see, see the little thing that come out the front? It's funny if you're not looking at the live stream, but he takes it in there. He pulls the arm down to get the smoke to come out. I'm just making it up. I don't know how a bong works.
Don't lie, dude. Do not lie.
Hey, man, I have indulged in the marijuana in my younger days, but I never did it through like pipes or nothing. It was just straight Swisher Sweet papers, baby.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's right. More stereotypes.
Yes. Optimals, White House.
You guys are awesome, man. I'm glad you guys came, or you guys are able to be on the podcast today. It's a little, we don't really have any plans, but we just thought we'd come and hang out. I've been trying to hang out with Matt, because last time Matt was on, he thought he sounded too professional.
Too serious. Too serious.
He was very sick. I'm very serious, Sean. I do the passersby, where everybody has a story to tell, and I have guests. And one day, this is what he said months ago, he said, one day someone's going to come on and hijack the podcast. And
yes.
It's going to be longer than my 30-minute time. And I said, Rob, I want you to go on Matt's podcast. I want you to do the half hour and then go, check it out. Matt, part one. I still got two more parts to go.
And I was okay with that. That was the most awesome. And the funny thing is, Rob's episode kind of opened it up. I've got episodes up near an hour nowadays.
Ah, you're that's welcome. Awesome, man.
I am the champ.
They're all in the can. They're not out yet. But they're working their way out.
Yeah, Matt's one of those people who he's an overdoer. He like overdoes it. He's like a crackhead. You give him a little sack of crack, and he's gonna finish it all in one night. He's like, I need all these podcasts in one weekend. He's like, I got 4 months of podcasts recorded.
Yeah. Yep. And then I just edit them whenever I feel like it.
Yeah, I tried to do that, but it doesn't really work out for me too well.
I need something to record every week. This is kind of what keeps my mind occupied. Not occupied, but it frees all the anxiety. Like when I'm recording, everything's cool right now. I'm not really worried about anything. I am worried about the fact that I'm starting to sweat because I'm talking too much. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna reach over to this air conditioner and turn it on while you guys talk. And you fill space. And you fill space. And you fill... Hey, guys, I can still hear you. I got my headset on.
Yeah. I can still hear you too. You got some good acoustics in there. I got to give me some of that damn wall paneling.
Those wall panelings, those black and purple awesome wall panelings.
Oh, I love
it. So if I die at all, if I just drop off, it's not because I hate you guys. It's because my phone is trying to beat the system. So I apologize.
Dude, don't you have a charger?
It's on the charger right now, and it is rapidly losing power.
Plug the charger into the wall. That might help.
Yeah. No, it's there. I just got this junk phone that I've had for a long time that I'm working on.
Well, oh, shit.
Don't get a Note 7, though. You can't get that because the battery will explode in your face.
Yeah. Well, now I want a Note 7. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I saw those. They're recalling them because the batteries are exploding in people's pockets and shit.
Man, can you imagine that? That's a pretty large phone, and then I'm not everybody junk parts or whatever, but you got somebody with an inappropriate boner and it's up by their pocket part and that thing go off, it's gonna be bad.
What's an inappropriate boner?
How can somebody get a Note 7 in their pocket? That's a big fucking phone. Like, how big are your pockets?
Skinny jeans. You can't do it with skinny jeans.
I got a Note 5. It's the same size, I think. And I have this battery on the back. Check this out. You guys ready to see the back of it? See how thick this thing is?
Ooh, that's thick.
Yeah, I'll put it on the table from a half inch. Ready?
It's that's girthy. Like,
yeah.
It's heavy.
That's thicker than a big bitch in yoga pants.
Comes off. It's just an extended battery. Maybe Matt needs one of these.
Oh yeah, you do.
I might need one of those.
Yeah, Matt had a. If Matt had a electricity in his apartment.
No.
You got one of them damn hand crank generators.
Yeah,
I got the wife out in the living room right now. She's cranking while I'm doing this.
Put the kids out there. That's how you tire them out for bed. Let them run on the little treadmill.
Oh yeah, dude. That's what you need. Just like you have your kids doing chance running and bringing you powder with the bicycle. Can that happen? I want one of those. Like I can get free electricity and get a workout. I mean, can we make this happen? Can I do that?
We could try that. Yeah. Let's set up a GoFundMe.
I don't know. I mean, how would that work though? I mean, would it be as you pedal, you have the power that you need while you're pedaling, or would you pedal to build up like a little storage thing or whatever, like a you fill it up?
That's a good question. I mean, like those little batteries, you crank them for a little bit, or those little radios, and then they run for a couple hours, I think.
Okay, yeah. That'd be good, because that would suck as shit. You'd be like, I got to pee. And you get off the bike, and then everything go out, and you fucking trip over the coffee table and kill yourself.
So if you're like, if you had to pedal and keep it going, right, to have electricity, right? So you're like, you're in the middle of a multiplayer match. Would that work? Yeah, because if you had it powering your TV, you need a lot of electricity. You need to power your TV, power your console, power your router.
So you got to shift up in gears.
Yeah.
You can't stay in first gear.
You got to go all the way down. So it's just like that slow, just spinning 100 miles per hour.
I didn't know what that was for when I was young. All them freaking gears on the bike. I was just like, well, how would you want to pedal this goddamn hard? Shit.
You ever had a bike that didn't have, like, I got a Beach Cruiser years back, but it only had, what's up?
I got one of those right now.
It only has one gear, or is that more?
It's Beach Cruiser. It's black and orange.
Well, they got those Beach Cruisers now that have gears on them, but I mean, just has one. You're like, okay, like, this better work if I'm going downhill, if I'm going uphill, if I'm going sidehill, if I'm doing a loop-de-loop.
A flippy-doo.
Flippy-doos. Yeah, you do flippy-doos?
Yeah. When I did a little bit of wrestling, I did some flippy-doos.
Last time I talked to Matt, man, it was burning up the beginning of summer, man. How's the weather now? Are you cooling down?
It's good. It's cooling down. I got the window open. Got fans going. Not in this room, obviously, but, you know, it's cooling down. Might actually be able to step outside tonight if I don't get eaten by mosquitoes.
Ooh. Speaking of hot, what's up with that hot sauce thing I was talking about?
Oh, have you ever seen this, the hot ones? It's a hot sauce wing challenge that people are doing. And I'm trying to figure out, I'm going to be doing a charity event where I'm going to raise the money. And if I raise a certain amount of money, I it's in planning stages right now. I will be doing the hot sauce hot ones challenge like they do on the YouTube show. And I will be donating all the money that's not to buying hot sauce to a charity of your choosing.
My choosing?
Of the fans choosing. We'll have a whole thing about it.
Because I've been like, donate to the charity of the Random Ramblers with Rob podcast.
We could do that.
Okay. I would love to see this happen because I like hot stuff. Like I was saying, I like sriracha. I bring the bottle of sriracha, like the medium-sized bottle, in my lunch bag every day. That's what I bring it. I put it on anything.
I like it too, but sriracha is about as hot as I go, and that's like level one of their challenge. So I want to, like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be throwing up at some point, like you guys said.
Yeah, dude, yes. That is like ketchup. That is like ketchup compared to what you're going to get into. Because I've seen, you ever go to the restaurants where they have the wall of shame and shit where people do the hot wings?
Yeah.
And they're just like snots pouring out of their nose, into their mouth, in their beard. And they're just like, God, please kill me now.
I'll be doing that.
Yeah, then you got to shit that out later.
Oh, yeah. And that's part of the challenge, too. I will not be videotaping that, however.
That would be the best part. Look, we could do a Skype. We could do a Skype call and record it. So, Matt, how is your shit going, man? I know you had all that hot sauce last night. How's it coming out, dude? Ow! That would be great, dude. That would be fantastic. And I'm down to do it. Let me know if you're down to do it. We'll make it happen. That might be
worth it. Yeah, I'm in the planning stages right now. I got to figure out, you know.
We got Joseph.
Graphics and whatnot.
We got Joseph Pitt in the live stream here. He asked if we ever seen the video of the guy vaping ghost peppers.
Ooh, why would you do that?
No, thank you.
No, I mean, first of all, you're vaping. And second of all, it's a ghost pepper. Why would you even put those two together? They both, like, that doesn't work at all.
Shit, I'm dead.
Oh, no. Matt's down.
Is he dead for real?
I hope not. That little some Final Destination shit.
Matt died, guys. Let's have a moment of silence. Okay, that was long enough.
I was about to fart.
Matt is a crazy dude recording a podcast on a phone, man. He did not think this out. And I hope he's listening right now so we can hear what I have to say about him.
Well, he don't have no internet in his house, and he said he was doing it from his phone. So if his phone dead, he ain't doing shit.
Yeah, that's tough, dude. I don't know, man. My phone battery on the Note 5 kind of sucks. When I first got the phone, it was fantastic. I was like, yeah, I can go through the entire night. I still have like 10%. You know, I can work an entire night, listen to podcasts at work, get home, I still have like 10%. And now I can't even make it to – I barely make it past the half part of my night. And then it just like – it's dying. So that's why I start plugging in a USB like portable chargers. Like it's like a – it's a pain in the ass.
Rick.
Yeah, so I put the brick in my back pocket and then run a USB cable to my front pocket.
You want to run around like you got a goddamn proton pack on this shit.
So you have a wallet chain.
Hey, goddamn, I seen some kind of phone charger. It's kind of like the one you got on your phone now. I seen it on freaking Instagram or whatever. It's for the iPhone. It's a case, kind of like the OtterBox, but on the side, they got like a little piece that pulls out, and it looks like the end of the freaking phone charger that you have, and then It plugs into the phone to charge it up and shit, and that's freaking cool. Sponsor me. Yeah, I forgot your name. I'm gonna find it.
But this one's better because it just plugs right into the USB. The one I have right now is like what you're saying, but it slides in the case and then plugs into the USB. So what I do is on the back there's a button right here, Rob.
Yeah.
So once I push that button, it starts charging. So it's already already connected.
Morphe case, huh?
What's that?
That's the Morphe case or something like it.
Oh yeah, those Morphe or whatever.
Mofo case. Motherfucker?
Motherfucker case? Yeah, that's this is a cheap one though. This one was like $18. Cheap.
Oh yeah, I got one of those. I had the high end, expensive one or whatever. And then I switched phones, so it didn't work no more. So when I got another one, I bought like a cheap one off of Amazon for like $12-$18 or whatever. Shit, it fit all awkward. It didn't come flush with the phone and everything.
Awkward.
Yeah, that was awkward. It's kind of like when we do random.
Random.
See, we did it.
You said it, man. You said it.
Yeah.
I think we have anxiety. I have anxiety personally over battery power. Like, I freak out over battery power and hard drive space.
Man, I had a 4 terabyte hard drive, one of the big brick joints. Here, matter of fact, this is the new one. Like this.
Yeah. It's
pretty cool if you're not on the live stream. But I took it to Afghanistan with me. I filled it up with terabytes of freaking movies. You know, when we go out there, we bring movies and people trade and share and all kind of shit like that. I put some pictures on there. I had a old motherfucking zip drive. You remember them?
Yeah.
That I lost the zip drive. And then recently, maybe about a year ago, I found it again. And it was like pictures from like when my older two kids were like small, they were like babies and everything. And I finally got to recover it, and I put it all on that hard drive. And then when we got ready to move from Missouri to come here to Texas,
yeah,
that bitch, it just stopped working. So all that shit's gone.
Electronics, man, they're not built to last. They're not.
Yeah, they fuck you with the electronics. They want you to buy this new hot shit. Then 2 weeks later, they come out with some new hot shit. Then the old hot shit that you had, it just break automatically. They designed to a certain point, then the bitches just blow up.
Yeah, you know, I have a vacuum my mom gave me. My mom got a new vacuum for, we bought her one a couple years ago. Me and my brother went in and bought her a vacuum. So she gave me her old one. This is an old, it's a Hoover vacuum, but it's old. It looks like that ugly, like, gray or beige or white. It's just, it's ugly. It's so ugly. But a thing still works. I mean, things were built to last back in the, I think this thing has to be from the 80s. And it works, like, beautifully. I mean, it works better than the newer vacuums. I mean, this is like a regular basic vacuum. You just push the thing and it goes into tilt mode, and has a thing. The side hose is, it's a pain in the ass because you have to plug it in. What's that?
I said you got to have them side hose.
Oh yeah, side hose all day, Rob. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're the only one who would have caught that. But yeah, I mean, things were built to last, dude. Things are not built to last anymore because they want, you know, consoles, TVs. I mean, TVs will last a while, but they'll start going out. I mean, everything, it's crazy, man. Things move forward so fast.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, it's crazy that can come out with a new iPhone just about every fucking year and shit. That's like, why don't you just make that bitch good the first time and you ain't got to keep making another one?
Because people will buy them. They want to make money, man.
This is true. We had this conversation not too long ago.
Yeah, they want to make money, so they put out. That's why they don't put out the slim version first. Like, here's the iPhone 6 Slim. Come back in 2 years for the iPhone 7 Slim. No, it's not going to work that way. They're like, we can get you this year, we can get you next year.
Yeah, it's just like the goddamn the new Xbox and the freaking PlayStation or whatever.
Well, I mean, that's been 3 years though.
So. I don't care. They should have made it slim the first time.
Yeah, but it's just the electronics get cheaper and smaller to make. I mean, they probably try to make it as small as they could. Look at the Xbox One. The Xbox One is like a VCR-sized box.
Betamax.
And then another smaller VCR-sized power supply. The new one's way smaller. The new one's the same size as the PS4, and it doesn't even have the power brick like the old one does. I mean, they figured shit out.
Yeah, my brother just bought one. We went to his house yesterday, and I set it up for him. And I was like, jealous than a motherfucker. And I was just like, I ought to drop a weight on your shit and break it because I can't have it. But I wouldn't do that because that'd be game abuse.
Dude, yeah, don't abuse games, man. Our gamers shit.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want nobody to do that to me. That was a horrible thing to say, and I apologize.
Dude, did you see the Did you see that video someone posted in the Horrible Gamers earlier with the Vive spray painting VR graffiti simulator?
Oh, no, I didn't see that yet.
Dude, oh my god, I got the biggest artist boner in the world, man. So you're going to be in Vive, you know, but you can just spray paint in walls, change your tips, your spray painting tips, your colors, the fan spray. Dude, oh god, the thing that's going to suck about it is it's kind of for me only. No, I'm not buying it. It's like for me only. It's not like art I can keep anywhere. I guess I could take a screenshot.
Yeah, I mean, how would the recording process go for that?
You would just see the screen like you do as you're watching the video and just be from your point of view rather than it wouldn't be in VR, obviously.
That would be cool. They should put more money into it and make some awesome shit like that.
Well, they got those 3D videos, which is pretty fascinating.
I know them. I don't know. We in VR, which is like a heightened state of 3D, and look how fast those 3D TVs came and went. I mean, I don't even think they sell them shits no more.
Yeah, dude. A lot of the TVs still have 3D. They don't really advertise like 3D TV, but a lot of the 4K TVs and stuff, they have 3D in them. Because I mean, the technology is so cheap, they just throw it in there as a bonus.
But I mean. Shit, making the VR glasses out of cardboard and shit, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just a holder. So you can actually hold your phone like this. Just hold it up to your face and move around. It would still work, but, I mean, it wouldn't be immersive. So they got this cardboard thing. I tried it. You slip it in there. But my, what is that thing called? The that keeps the tilt and what do you call that? Your what's the word?
Depth?
No. The thing that tells your phone it's moving. I know the word. I just can't think of it right now.
I know what you're talking about. The thing. Yes. The thing.
It's just gone. The word is not in my mind right now. But yeah. So it's not even goggles. You're just putting it into this thing that holds it to your face. And at 3D is, the VR doesn't work for me because I got a nearsighted eye and a farsighted eye, so it strains my eyes. So I don't think I'm going to be able to do 3D. VR.
Well, get you one of them damn, get like a prescribed lens for that shit.
Yeah, that would be awesome, dude. I could wear glasses. Can you wear glasses with VR? I'm sure you can, but it would be weird.
I don't know. Fuck that couch.
So, you guys, I don't think Matt's going to be able to come back. That was kind of shitty. That was because that's probably because of me, because I waited so long to start the podcast.
It's okay.
It's not okay, man.
Now you're stuck with the black guy.
What does that mean, dude? Dude, if I didn't know you, okay, I was thinking about this the other day. If I didn't know you, man, you're a scary-looking dude in pictures, dude. When you get all serious, you're just like, I go, dude, I would not even say hello to you on the street.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though. Is like I've been told that before, and it just sounds weird as fuck to me for somebody to say that I'm a scary looking motherfucker. Probably don't help. I got all these tattoos and shit.
Tats. It's not tats. It's like now that you have the beard, you look like Black Rob. Remember Black Rob?
Yeah, like
whoa. How's the other? That's all I remember though. How's the rest of the song go?
That's the only. Like rememberable parts. Rememberable.
You kind of look like Black Rob, dude, and you are Black Rob.
Anyway, shit, that's how I got the nickname B-Rob.
Oh, dude, I didn't even put that together, man.
I was going to say this for my podcast, but this is a daggone horribly awkward exclusive. I'm going to give you the origin story of the B-Rob nickname.
Yeah, one day you were rocking down the street, a black cat ran in front of you real quick, you're like, whoa! Then like whoa.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be like a black cat ran in front of me and then somebody tried to rob me.
A black cat ran in front of me like whoa. Got ran over by a car in traffic like whoa. Nitro, yeah. Might flow, might go like whoa.
I wanna listen to that now.
And I was gonna play it but I can't because I'm streaming the podcast, so it would be constant loop back.
I don't know. And then I got my iPad hooked to my mixer. I don't know how that's going to work. Fuck that couch. Anyway. All right.
So yeah, exclusive. Tell us the exclusive. Let's do it, man.
I think it was, all right, I just retired a couple of days ago, officially, I mean. So it makes 16 years, 2 months. So that had to be about two years into my career. So 14 years ago.
Officially, I mean. Okay.
Hey, hold on, hear me?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. And I was like trying to pull up the chat, but then it started playing the video. Oh, there is like a chat.
You turn your volume down.
Yeah, I can't read that shit. Oh, gyroscope, I knew it, man! Joseph Anthony Pitt with the answers, with the knowledge.
Yes.
Okay, guys, I have a special treat for everybody.
Uh-oh.
Hold on a second. We're going to pull somebody in. Uh-oh. Is that her? Is she there?
I think so.
Hey, Normie, give us a horribly awkward!
Awkward.
Me, this is Rob. This is Black Rob.
Hello, sir. Nice to meet you, Rob.
We're about to get into a story. Rob's going to get personal, and he's going to tell us how he got the name B-Rob.
Oh, I'd like to know that.
All right. So this was like 14 years ago. I think I was 2 years into the Marine Corps. And I was just old, lowly, I think PFC or Lance Corporal or whatever. So if you're looking at me on the live stream, I'm going to get camera centered. Okay. I'm a black guy.
And, okay. I think we got that. I think we can tell by your voice.
Yes. So my last name is Robinson. So you cut that down Rob. There you go.
Okay, I can do the math. So, I got it.
In the military, you know, we all go by last names and stuff like that. So they would always call me Rob. So had another Marine come to the unit, and his last name was Robinson, too. But he was Caucasian.
White. He was a white boy.
Yes. White boy.
Or a cracker.
Yeah. Okay.
He was one of And we had this loudspeaker in the motor pool. So anytime somebody had a phone call or somebody wanted to see us, they would call over the loudspeaker. They'd be like, attention in the compound, attention in the motor pool. Lance Corporal Robinson, report to dispatch. So me and him would both walk up there because our last name was Robinson and we were both Lance Corporals. So they'd be like, we get to the window, both of us, and he'd be like, not you, the black one. Not you, the white one. So after a couple hours of that, one of the guys just started calling me B-Rob, and here I am. The song was at the time, and I was black. I was a Robinson. They had a white one. He was a Robinson. Boom. There it is.
There you go. And the other one was W-Rob. So that works. I like it.
They tried that. That didn't stick, though.
I'd be like, yeah, Rob.
It doesn't have a nice flow.
Actually, it would just say, it was still just pronounced Rob. If you spelt it, W-R-O-B, it'd be Rob, right? Rob. Or
they could have said Wob.
Rob. Wob. Wobby. Wibby. Wibby. White boys. White boys.
Wobby. I like that one. Wobby.
We got a white boy and a black boy. Like, whoa.
Other than physical differences, let me tell you something else about Lance Corporal Robinson. Not this guy. The other one. The Wob. The other Wob.
Cracker Rob. Tell us about Cracker Rob.
Military stories. So we all lived in the barracks, and they had this thing. And I know we have a female in the room, so I'm trying not to offend you right now. But fuck it, I don't.
All right. Just do it anyways.
They would have females that would hang out at the barracks on the weekends. And it was all male barracks. So they would call them barracks hoes, barracks rats, things of nature or whatever. They would just hang around the barracks looking for the next thing to swing on or whatever.
Interesting.
So that particular weekend, White Rob and three other guys that we worked with had a female over to the room, and they had a WWE Royal Rumble in the barracks.
Is that what they call it? Yeah. I call it a gangbang.
Well, yeah, they had one of those. So they had a gangbang in the barracks. And this female was like known for doing these things or whatever. She was like, she was for everybody. She liked to share.
Okay.
And White Rob caught feelings for this particular person. So he would daggone, after the gangbangs be over, he'd go hang out with her, like, extended hours and shit like that. So this went on for a while. She continued to get barracks banged. And Rob would still hang out with her on his off time or when she wasn't getting gangbanged or whatever. And he wound up proposing to her. So, automatically, since we are brotherhood, we're Marines. We are brother's keeper. We tried to daggone talk him out of it. Like, no, don't do it. She's a hoe. She come to the barracks. She for everybody. She not just for you. You got to share. That's not how this works. So, I mean, they talking him down, trying to talk him out of it and everything. And one of the guys is like, dog, I'll show you how much of a hoe she is right now. And he called over, and she came, and he banged out. It's just to show him that he can do it.
Wow.
Not in front of him. But
what, like, what if he's like, watch this. Watch this. Now stand over in the corner and just watch.
I'm going to prove you wrong.
I got to get in the military, you guys.
Good thing I didn't go in the military.
Needless to say, he did not heed our warning. He did not take our advice, and he married the girl anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So shortly thereafter, course, slew of problems ensued. There was one particular instance to where he was at work because we worked together, of course. Got married. He moved out of the barracks. They live in a house out in town and everything. So she would still come to the barracks while he was at work. Or we would hear of her other adventures out in the city of Jacksonville, North Carolina, where the base was. And he came home from work one day. And she was in there engaging in sexual relations with a stranger on the couch while another naked guy was holding the camera videotaping it.
Oh, wow.
So naturally, he lost his shit, started kicking ass, taking names and stuff like that. And he wound up getting in trouble, got NJP'd. He got restricted to the barracks for 45 days. They took some money from him because, you know, you ain't supposed to put your hands on your old lady for any circumstance.
Right. But it was
a crime of passion. I felt his pain. But anyway, so he's restricted to the barracks. He cannot leave other than to go eat, go to work, and have like he can be supervised to go get like necessities like toilet paper, haircuts, and shit like that. But he has to go with somebody.
He got grounded.
Yeah, he got grounded. So 45 days. And she called the barracks one night while he was on duty. And he didn't answer the phone. Somebody else did. I mean, they ain't had no call ID. And then he could not have possibly known it was her. So she called up there yelling and hollering, making all kind of noise, talking about, hey, he going crazy. He beating on me and all kind of stuff like that. And dude is sitting right there in the room.
Oh, wow.
With the guy on the phone receiving the call from his wife talking about he beating on her, and he's in the room with the guy on the phone like, hey, dog, are you beating on your wife right now?
He's like, no, why?
So, yeah, they had all kind of troubles like that. She wound up getting pregnant, too.
Wait, she called. The guy was with him in the room. She was not in the room with the two guys, right?
No. She called from the house. He's restricted to base. So she called on base to tell them that he was out at the house beating on her.
But he was standing there with him.
Correct. Yeah.
That's hilarious, dude. That's funny.
It's very funny.
He's like, oh, you, I don't know. We got some time travelers here.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, warp speed.
Portal.
Joseph Anthony Pitt said a couple things. He said, thank you for your services, Rob, for one.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
He also says, hey, Normie, Fear the Walking Dead is greater than The Walking Dead.
What?
And Robbie says, we call them kind of women tundra Wookiees and sea crows or sea cows in the Navy.
I've heard those things. And especially like they have like the skinny people, like, you know, the stereotype. They have like a skinny dude and they're married this like fat, obese person or whatever like that. We call those females dependipotamuses.
Oh my goodness. That's so rude, man.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because like when you get married, your spouse becomes your dependent. So we call them dependipotamus.
I love the way that rolls off the tongue, like dependipotamus. I love it. That's my new favorite
that's
word.
That's a tongue twister for sure.
Oh, that's fantastic, dude. Hey, Normie, how you been?
Hey, I'm doing good. I have a nice pack on my leg. Because I just walked for over 3 hours Pokemon hunting.
Yeah, we
so
had...
So the metal and the humidity outside are not too happy with me. So, but I'm doing great. Other than that, I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, we had another... I'm sorry, Rob.
Oh, sorry. Are you Pokemon hunting or are you taking your kids Pokemon hunting?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, we had another guy, Matt, and he was Skyping from his phone, and his phone died. And I think that's because we waited so long for you.
Oops, I'm sorry. I tried. I'm like, it's going to be 2 hours. And a little bit later, I'm like, maybe let's try like 2.5 hours. And then you're like, well, we're going to go a little later. So yeah, I think I'm going to be a little more than 2.5 hours. So ended up being a little over 3 hours walking.
Yeah, it's all good. I'll do it again with Matt again for sure. We were it was like you and then you couldn't do it. You're gonna go to the beach and then Gidget was gonna come on and then she called earlier because she's behind. She's doing some special thing with Mike for the XD Experience. They're doing a special show and then
nice.
and then yeah, everything just nothing was working out. Weird times. It's a Sunday. It's everything's weird, and I got to go to the dinner. So it's like I have to cut off at a certain time to go to dinner.
Well, dinner's important, you know. Usually we're very boring people. We don't have much to do.
Yeah.
But thanks to this new game, it's kind of rekindled that let's do something together. We have a goal, and it's good because we're getting out and we're walking more, which is something I've always wanted to do. But you know, kind of walking side by side, doing nothing, can be a little boring. So now we have this excuse, and I'm proud of ourselves because, you know, we took over 2 different gyms, and, you know, it was a big deal for me, so.
So how'd that work? I mean, you just run up in somebody's shit and be like, hey, motherfucker, this is my gym.
Well, if you see a gym and you kind of look at what the hit points are, And if you have Pokemons high enough that you think you can take them out.
Okay.
Then you battle them. Now, what I just realized today, because, you know, I don't do this as often as they do, as my husband and my son do, just because I'm constantly doing other things. So that's usually not something I get to do all the time. But if you go in together as a group, then you can battle the one Pokemon at a time as a group.
Bing, bang.
So, yeah, so I had no idea. So that was kind of nice because we were able to, you know, eliminate a couple people. The other day was actually funny because they were trying to fight a gym. So we see the kids right in front of the gym, like, fighting it. So we parked kind of behind in a corner so they couldn't see us fighting them, trying to take the gym away from them. So that was kind of funny. I'm like, this is kind of creepy and weird and wrong all at the same time. Like, here we are just stealing it from them, but we're hiding so they can't see us battling them.
You know what you can do? You're talking about how y'all go on walks and stuff and you got nothing to do besides the Pokemon Go. You should try this Arabian vegan bar that I was telling Sean about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They got some good tofu steaks there. It's delicious.
She has no idea what we're talking about. It's part of our improv skit.
Oh, man, you know, I have to try those.
Arabian.
This vegan bar sounds great.
Arabian Night.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Anyways. I really apologize for keep changing the time. And, you know, and I just hope you guys weren't waiting on me.
No, it's all good. I was just trying to fit in to do whatever. I'm glad you dropped in because Rob was boring the shit out of me with his stories.
You were doing that. What is wrong with you?
And yeah. I was just playing with my beard anyway.
Yeah, for a while there, you just heard like a...
Just scratching.
Joseph says, you and your son are too cute on Facebook with your Pokemon hunting, Normie.
Yes, I tend to put the little fun moments, like the time I got caught in the rain, that crazy rain. That was so unexpected.
That was funny. It was pouring. It was crazy.
It was crazy, but it was very isolated. So it was pouring like clouds behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And just as we got away from, you know, far enough from that one cloud, the cloud literally in front of it that we had just passed would start pouring down rain.
Oh, the weather was after you.
Yes, but then it like turned and then it jumped in front of us. So we were able to go to a side street away from
it.
The
juked
cloud.
You is like the cloud just juked you. It's like shift.
And that was just, oh my gosh, they're going this way. So now we got to turn. And it was crazy because at one point I knew I heard it and I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting away with this. And everybody else can run, but I can't. So they all like poof, they took off. All I saw was their smoke. And here I am having to walk in this rain cloud, and it followed me all the way home.
Smokers and Pokemon Go people, they all the same. They go out there and they brave the elements just to get they fix.
Just to do it. You got it. You got it. And that's pretty much what we did. And so, you know, we've had a couple of fun experiences with this crazy game.
Yeah, it seems cool. When it first came out, everyone was talking about it. I was even listening to Joe Rogan's podcast, and they were talking about it. It was fucking everywhere. But, I mean, now it's kind of slowing down.
It is slowing down a little bit, but there's still people twitching. We watched a Twitch channel of people playing Pokemon Go, and, you know, we're, like, all into it. And a lot of those people were like, oh, it's not going to last more than a month. Well, I think we're now approaching, like, the end of the second month. So it's still here. It's still strong. It's still staying. And it's funny because we keep coming across people that are still playing it. And I love them going to the more populated areas because there's more Pokemon to find, more Pokemon stops. And it's like, it makes it more fun because not only, at least for me, not only are we interacting with each other, but I'm meeting new people at the same time. Because now we have this common denominator, you know, and I like meeting new people. So this is a fun way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like going to midnight launches for video games. Everyone's there for the same game, so you're like, you could just talk to anybody in line and have the best conversation because everyone's there. Or like going to a movie, you know, in a movie, premiere movie, exactly. And yeah.
Yeah, what you going to see? Oh, yeah, I'm going to see that too.
Yeah, yeah, but we're going to see Civil War, yeah. I know you're like 18 years younger than me, but we're talking, man. We're conversating.
Right,
I was talking.
You have this coming from.
Yeah, it was like we were first in line to go see Civil War, and there was kids right behind us who were like young. Barely teenagers, and we were like talking about video games and stuff, and it was cool. Like, you know, any other situation that'd be creepy.
exactly, and that's, you know, that's kind of our excuse to kind of just be young, but, you know, do it in, you know, as long as you're doing it in a wholesome way, that's all that matters.
Yeah, so. Oh, wholesome-like.
Wholesome.
You guys, okay, I got it. We haven't done this for a while, but I got a would you rather from Joseph.
Okay. Let's go, Joseph.
Okay. I need you guys to think about this. Really think about this would you rather. Okay, would you rather
eat pie or watermelon? Yes, I would eat watermelon.
I do. Fucking pie. How are you going to choose watermelon over pie? Watermelon pie. Watermelon pie, dude. Shut the fuck up.
Ooh, watermelon. Okay.
Would you rather suck on a homeless man's thumb or eat a live hamster?
Oh, thumb.
Hamster.
A homeless man's thumb. He's out there scratching his balls. He doesn't have no soap and water. Oh, he might
have.
Yeah,
but that's taking a life. Honey, I'll be dumping my hand sanitizer into my mouth right afterwards.
Hamster.
Suck on a homeless man's thumb.
What was the criteria for the hamster?
Just eat a live hamster.
Eat it alive.
Live. Oh. It's got to be moving and shit. Rip its head off.
Oh, poor little thing.
Yeah, prepared or whatever.
Oh, you have a hamster. Do you have a hamster?
Who? Me? No. I used to once upon a time, but somebody. I mean, this is a girl that saves spiders. I try not to kill any little living being.
I take spiders, I hold their bodies down, and I break each of their eight legs out.
Ah, this poor little spider.
Man,
now, if one crawls on me, I'll freak out like any other girl or any other grown man. But I will try my best to save it and throw it outside. I'm known as the spider protector at work. Anybody sees a spider, they call me right away to come take it outside.
I'm eating a live hamster.
Yes.
Poor little hamster.
I'm not sucking on... I wouldn't suck on a regular person's thumb. Well,
sure
might,
you would.
Yeah,
just
I would.
Don't want to tell us.
If it's a chick and she's attractive, I'm sucking on thumbs, right? But but if it's just like some dude like, hey, suck on my thumb, I'm eating the hamster. That's... Oh, you're going to...
By the way.
Yeah, yeah. Joseph, I'm eating the hamster. These guys are sucking on thumbs. Wait, what did Rob say?
No, he said hamster.
Yeah, Rob's like, I fucking eat hamsters every day.
I am not going to hurt a hamster. Right. I will swallow that hand sanitizer.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that thumb. I was like,
no. Gross.
You said that provocatively. I was like, I'm going to swallow that hand sanitizer.
Yeah, shout out to
hand sanitizer. Brain fart. I forgot what I was saying.
Big shout out to Joseph. You know, always dropping questions and stuff when I ask for him on Facebook. Always there. He's in the live thing right now. He may have went back to work. I think he may have went back to work. I think he was on a break. But dude, big shout out to you, Joseph. And since we're giving shout outs, let's do a little shout out.
Well, you know it's time for shout outs, baby. So make a list of people you wanna shout out, shout out, shout out, shout out now.
This is the Horribly Awkward Podcast.
Shout out, shout out, shout out, shout out now.
But I don't know. Have that album. I love that album.
Ba da ba da ba ba da ba. Shout
out.
As always, thanks to Jason from the Three is Comedy Podcast for that awesome jingle that if you're listening to the podcast, you just heard. If you're watching the live stream, you just said, what jingle? There's no jingle. But big shout out to you, Jason, man. Thanks. And a huge shout out to Alyssa White, who was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. I forgot. I didn't get a chance to do shout outs on the Russell Hodgkinson episode. So big shout out to Alyssa. Go check her out. Check out her YouTube channel. And super friendly, super cool person. And a big shout out to Russell Hodgkinson from Z Nation, the sci-fi channel, Z Nation, for coming on last week. That was a cool conversation with him. And a big shout out to Jerry and Dave from the Bad Cop show, because those guys are always hilarious. They always catch me off guard. Their comedy is always insane. And they usually give me a shout out on their podcast, man. I'm sending the love back because I listen to every episode that they put out every week. And Dave put out a Facebook message saying that he might have beef with me on this next episode. I haven't heard it yet. Oh, I hope there's beef. Oh, I hope
I think it's dinner. There might be some mashed potatoes and maybe some string beans too. What do you think?
It would have. That would be more beef than the Arabian vegan bar.
Yes, yes, it would be.
I hope these are fucking fighting words, man. Jerry. Dave specifically, I'm coming after you, man. A big shout out to the Podern family, hashtag Podern family on Twitter. So search that on Twitter if you want to find a bunch of other cool shows. Just put hashtag Podern family. You'll find a whole list of them, including Rob's show, including Matt's show. Matt, who dropped out. Big shout out to Matt. Go check out the Passers By podcast. I'm hoping Normie goes on the Passers By podcast to tell a story, because Normie has some cool stories. And a big shout out to Jason Martinez for always tweeting out the podcast when he listens to it. And I really do appreciate that a lot, dude. I really do appreciate that.
Jason is a cool, cool dude. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Very cool. And every time he listens to the podcast, he posts out, like, listening to this episode and stuff. Like, that's fantastic, man. It means a lot to us. Small-time podcasters. It's that's where my one download a week comes from. And I'm really happy. Jason, you were like...
Sean didn't give himself enough credit.
Nah, awesome. That's so awesome. And a big shout-out to Western Bacon Cheeseburgers from Carl's Jr. Because I haven't had one in months, and I had a coupon for buy one, get one free the other night. And I went there at like 2 a.m. and got two of them. Put a bunch of sriracha on it, extra pickles. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. I was like, is it inappropriate to have a boner while I'm working, getting a Carl's Jr. was dripping on my face?
See, there you go. Remember we talked about the inappropriate boner?
Yeah. You might not be the only one. Yeah. I mean,
you had a boner when you eat it, Normie?
Well, yeah, every time. Carl's Jr. Big bite.
All right, Normie, your turn. Shout outs.
Okay, so my shout outs go, and they're going to be a little quick. But first, I want to say a shout out to Gabe Olea. Because he happened to put on his Uncanny Expo this Pokemon Basic Blastoise card that's from Italy. And he was selling it. And I said, look, I might be interested in it. And he cut me a little bit of a deal. So I was able to get it. And I surprised my son with it. And my son was not expecting it. And I put the video on Facebook. And he just totally, totally, totally made my day. And then one of... my other friends on Facebook, Cody Taylor, this is your shout out.
Cody Taylor!
Cody Taylor, he was so touched by my son's expression that he had a basic Charmander, I think. Or, yeah, Charmander? Charizard. And my son didn't have that, and he wanted that one too. So he's like, but don't tell him, I'm going to send him a basic Mew also. So it was a surprise. He knew that the... Charizard, did I say? Whatever one of those evolutions of that little guy was coming, but he did not expect the Mew. And when he opened, he's like, so that reaction, and you know, the fact that Cody sent that out to me, he wouldn't even let me pay shipping for it. He's like, you know, it's better for it to not sit in my drawer and have somebody who's going to really enjoy it. And my son has been on cloud nine for the past week, so much so that he has now roping me into playing Pokemon, the actual game, every night after dinner. So I'm learning my ropes on this because I've only played it on my DS before. So to learn it this way is a little more difficult, but still just as fun.
That's awesome. I saw the video. You had like a video, right? Where he's all, yes. Like, he's all shaking like, oh my God. That's so awesome. So awesome.
Yes, and this thing he's going, hashtag Cray, Mom, this is hashtag Cray. He's 14. So the fact that these things still get him all worked up, just
he said hashtag Cray.
Yeah, Mom, he said hashtag Cray.
You need to tell your son to stop messing with them basic bitches.
you need those evolved bitches.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's funny because I mean those aren't playable anymore, but they're like bragging rights. And then you know. It's just what the Blastoise is actually from Italy, so it could only be purchased. It's not only somewhat rare, but it's also in Italian, so it's not Mandibella a common. Tutti. I'm sorry.
Mandibella tutti frutti.
Bella bella. So, and then my other shout out goes to you, Sean.
Thank you. Oh, cool.
Because you saved my day with my recording the other day when I'm doing a little voicing. A little gig for the chapters for John Davis's book, American Revenant. And I recorded it, and I had no idea how to put it out there. The one and only way I knew it was failing. It was not downloading or sending the file the way I wanted to. And you took time out of your busy schedule, and you spent a good 45 minutes with me. Aww. Just helping me problem solve this. And I thought that was really wonderful.
That's nothing for America's sweetheart.
I don't know about that. He says I'm American sweetheart, but I think I have a nasty side. We have to find it, though.
I think one time I heard you cuss. You said a cuss word.
And I think that's when somebody just recently shot my cat with a BB gun.
Oh, no, no. There's on the podcast, I got you to say, last time you were on, I got you to say something. I don't remember. But, big shout out to John L. Davis. Yes. I was going to read a chapter of his book as well, audiobook, and I'm a terrible reader, and I kept trying and trying and recording it, and I had to decline because I literally could not do it well. I'm not good at reading out loud. I'm not good. The flow is not there. I wasn't happy with it, and I feel bad, man, but big shout out to you. Go check out John's book, American Revenant.
Absolutely. The first one is free. On Amazon.
Yeah,
so you can download it.
It's just like crack, baby. The first one is free.
First one's free. Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're like, I got the itch. I need it. I need my American Rev.
So those are my shout-outs. And, I'm just forever thankful.
Big shout-outs to the Zombie Cast and Knuckleballer family. Chip Sella, the new addition to the Knuckleballers. And, of course, Ted, Matt, and Freeman!
That's my favorite line with my new edition Bobby Brown button on my sleeve. What song is that from? Do you know?
Bobby Brown.
I'm an old lady.
Sleeve. New edition Bobby Brown button on my sleeve. It sounds familiar.
I've heard it.
You ready? LL Cool J, All Around the Way Girl. I love that song.
Around the way, girl, just the one for me.
I used to love that song. Sorry, I'm an old lady. Keep going. Sorry.
Nah, this is fun. What about you, Rob? Rob, hurry. Give me my shout out and so we can move on.
All right. I want to give a shout out to Sean Fuller of the Awkward Podcast.
What else?
That's it.
What else? There's more to it. Want a little more.
That was it.
Yeah. I need a little bit more butter to my bread, though.
Okay. He has an awesome beard. I strive to get on the beard levels of Sean. See, I'm. Got my starter kit right here.
The starter kit.
The starter kit. I love it.
Your talent is boundless. It is limitless. It is more buoyant than water. It floats on top. You are the master Pokemon hunter. Yeah. All that stuff.
All right, dude. I'm just kidding. I'll edit all that out. Give me some real shout outs.
Oh, keep it in.
All right,
that was cute. I like it.
I'll keep it in.
All right, let me give a shout out to the Is Anyone There? Podcast. There. Sean and Alex. Sean and Alex. You got you, Sean, Zach, and Alex. Sorry about that. They're gonna hit me with the tallywhacker turnstile later on. Great group of guys. They're helping people survive the zombie apocalypse. Listen to their podcast because it's great. And plus, me and Sean been on it, so
I love
it's
it. Extra. Yeah.
They also left me a voicemail on my latest podcast, so you can listen to that. Also, a shout out to the Bro-Ron podcast. What is it? I think it's Big D and Little R or something like that. They sent me an audio file, which it was like super produced. They had like sound effects and all kind of cool crap like that. That's on the latest edition of my podcast. You can listen to that. I appreciate you, fellas, for sending that audio clip over. Also, I got Mervin Cole. He is the founder of the Ramblin' Ronnie film production company. They got a YouTube series. You can look it up on YouTube.
Random!
So shout outs to him. He was on the podcast also along with Sketch of Sketches World. You can go to Facebook and type in Sketches World. He draws all kind of sketch comics and all kind of junk like that. He got over 20,000 likes and followers, or however Facebook works. Shout out to John Calvert of the Hey 50 Cal YouTube series. He just started that. He's over 1,000 subscribers right now, just starting out, so he's doing pretty good. And shout outs to the Marine Corps. Shout outs to the retired community of military veterans,
or just retired community, just retired people.
Yeah, that too.
Those too.
Assholes.
Shout out to Walmart, Instagram for letting me do stupid videos in Walmart. Face and the Face, I like them a lot.
Shout out to your wife for letting you go to Walmart so many times in a day.
Yeah, shout out to Mrs. B. Rob, who's kind of mad at me right now, but that's par for the course. What? Well, yeah.
It'll pass.
I hope so.
Yeah, you will. Trust me.
And shout outs to the Pod and family, as Sean said previously. Shout out to the Pod entity. There's another great hashtag with some other good podcasts in there. So look up both of those hashtags and find some things. And I had a cheeseburger, no onion pickles from McDonald's yesterday. Mm. So damn delicious. So shout
no
out.
No onions or pickles?
Yeah, I'm like, where are the pickles?
Well, no, nah, see, it was multiple burgers. I just grabbed something real quick for me and the kids, and they don't like onions and pickles, so I just did them all no onions, no pickles.
That was sweet. Shout out to you for doing that.
Yay.
That's a big deal. Big
shout out.
Shout out. Okay, guys. That was like an 18-minute shout-out thing. Cool. Thanks to everybody. Shout-out to everybody in the whole entire world. I got a couple more things. We got about 20 minutes, and I got to split. But I got some stuff. Okay.
What kind of stuff? Is it Angel Tomes?
Ryan Gibson says, spend 10 minutes trying hard as hell to make things as awkward as possible. Go. That's too much. 10 minutes?
How do you scratch yourself in front of somebody when you got that serious itch on your crotch?
Oh, here's another thing. I was watching 31, Rob Zombie's 31 the other day. It was really cool, very bloody, very gory. Lou Temple, fantastic. There's a lot of cool killers. Go watch 31 when it comes out in a couple weeks. But this is what sparked what you just said. So I'm sitting there. Guys have this. I don't know. Rob probably will know. Normie won't know. But like when you have boxers, sometimes your balls hang below your leg and you kind of sit on them. They pinch in there. Yes. You know what I'm talking about? It's really painful, right? I'm in a packed theater. I'm sitting by people I don't know. So I don't want to just reach down there, grab my balls, kind of stand up and shift, right? So I'm like, I dealt with the pain the entire movie. I was trying to like cover with one hand, kind of like trying to dig in there, like can I dislocate my sack from my leg? It just wasn't working, so I left it, and I just dealt with pain the entire time. It was so awkward. I just kept shifting around in the chair.
It's too funny. You know, that's dedication because, you know, somebody else might just get up and miss 5 minutes of the movie and just fix it.
Yes.
Right? Or stand up and be like, sorry, I need to stretch, and sit back down, maybe?
I have a problem with boxer briefs or whatever, because you know they're supposed to be briefs as well as boxers. The hang low area, they're supposed to like the cuff it or whatever, and I guess I need to get some more. I don't know what to do with my hands. I guess I need to get some more.
Cuff them right here. Okay, boxer. Sorry, keep going.
The hang low portion is not hanging, holding my hang lows no more, because they slide to the side or whatever, and it's like they go down the leg part or whatever. So yeah,
that's weird. I mean, it's awkward. You know, what do you do?
You pull them up. Wanted, I mean, you pull them up like up past your belly button.
In time over.
Oh, I got a call. Should I answer this live on here? Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this.
Hold on. I don't know who this is, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I totally do. Can I call you back in a little bit? I'm in the middle of recording something.
Okay.
Okay, I'll call you back, dude. I'm sorry.
He ain't gonna call you back.
Later. Oh, well, somebody wants to buy my PlayStation Vita.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me get that.
What?
Let me get that Vita.
You just want me to give it to you? I asked for like $115.
There you go. That's good. So, like, that a little awkward moment. I mean, I didn't have problems with my sack or anything sliding and getting pinched anywhere underneath. But, you know, my son and I went out the other day, and I felt something flopping around my arm. I'm like, what is that? What is that? And I look over, and I guess one of my bras, you can, like, adjust it so it could be, like, strapless. But, you know, I wasn't expecting it to come undone. So here I'm trying to, like, fix my bra and stick my hand underneath my armpit outside. And we're, like, at a yard sale. I'm trying to be obvious. And my son's like, Mom, that's gross. What are you doing? Like, because he's very shy with that kind of thing. So I think I made a little awkward moment for him at that point.
Fixing your hang lows.
I'm like, come on.
I think so, I think no matter how you look at it, though, a woman fixing her bra is not, it doesn't raise eyebrows as much as a guy like reaching down, like fixing his junk. No matter where you do that at, it's going to seem weird.
Yes, it's more socially acceptable for women to adjust themselves in public.
Well, that's good, because my bra is always sliding off my shoulders. So I'm always like doing the thing, and I'm like, this is so awful. Everybody now knows that my bra strap won't stay on my shoulder. But it's a constant thing. And I know, and it's, I see you guys adjust yourselves all the time. But like, do you guys just automatically do it, or do you consciously say, this is a good time, go?
Yeah.
And then you adjust.
When I do that, I do a 360 flip. I jump in the air and do a 360 flip.
Shit, if I'm in Walmart, I do like the little leg kick thing. I just kind of like kick my leg out there.
Yeah. It's different when you're walking. When you're walking, you can adjust. But when you're sitting down, you're like stuck in that position. And like, I don't know, man. You get to an age where it's like, maybe I don't need boxers anymore. I think it's too much freedom.
Yes. Uh-huh. Very too much.
It's too much
good
freedom.
To know.
All right, guys. Well, okay. So Nancy Mitchell, this is the wife to Ian Mitchell, who was on the podcast a long time ago. He was a correction officer, cop, funny dude. So his wife wants us to play a game. The game is like, I say this word and you say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Oh boy.
Hello. You want to play a game?
So I got a couple words here, and I'm gonna butcher the shit out of them because I'm a terrible reader, like I said, and some of these words I've never read. But I'm going to read these. You guys tell me what you think.
Horribly awkward.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Zoanthropy.
I think about the Zootopia movie.
That's funny you said that. Zootopia is the first thing that comes to my mind.
It's a delusion where people who believes himself to have changed into an animal.
Oh.
Zootopia, yeah.
That happens to me once in a while.
Okay, winkle picker.
Ball scratcher.
Weenies.
Ball scratcher and winkle picker? That's so true. It's a style of shoot or boo. I'm sorry. Rob, you know what, Rob? I got to tell you something right now on the podcast. You need to buy yourself a new mic.
No, I don't.
Because you always cut out. It goes,
Oh, maybe it's just my setup. I don't know what I'm doing over here.
I think you need a new mic. If anybody says anything at the same time as you, it cuts out like that.
Oh,
okay. I got like another one in the box. I bought like a 3-pack.
We should troubleshoot that. I don't mean to be a dick. I was just because there's a lot of things you said, but if anything was going on between me and Normie, your voice was not coming through at all. Just kind of going, ep. That's why we say, sorry, what'd you say?
Sorry, freaky.
Okay, here's it. It's a style of shoe or boot in the 1950s with a sharp and long pointed toe. That's the winkle picker. Winkle picker. Okay, then. See, there we go again. Did you notice how Rob cut out when I was?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
It's interesting.
I said Henry Winkler.
I thought of the Fonz also.
Okay, that's here's funny. The other one. I don't even know how to pronounce this, but it's like nudiastarian. Nudiastarian. I don't know how to say that. Nudiustertian. Nudiastarian?
A hairstylist that cuts your hair while they're naked?
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd. It's the day before yesterday.
Oh.
What did you even say all that just to say that? You just said the day before yesterday.
A couple days ago.
There you go. A few days ago.
Okay, the next one is, you're going to love this one. Normie's especially going to love this one. Doodle sack.
This is what we was talking about. When you're in public and you got to doodle that sack out of that awkward position.
Happy joy joy?
It's an old English word for bagpipe.
Yeah, I get it. All right, you doodle your sack when you play it and stuff. All right.
Doodling sacks means a whole nother thing to me, but yep.
That's why I keep the camera up high. You guys notice? Like I doodle my sack with my left hand.
Is that a watermelon lip gloss?
It is not. It is actually a lipstick, but I'm so used to like having a chapstick that I constantly put on, so this happened to be there.
Dude, I think they have like a fried chicken lipstick or something. Chapstick? Ooh, I think it's KFC branded. No joke.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's like nail polish, too.
Maybe that's what it was, nail polish. There's something. Okay, the last one is a phrase. Are you flummoxed?
I don't know.
Am I what?
Flummoxed.
I don't know. Are you fluffy?
Rob says gas.
Like you have a gas problem. Yeah.
It's kind of like it says. Are you confused? It's like confusion.
Oh, I'm fixed then.
Okay, this one's gonna be hard. Okay, this one is. She said just for fun and gave me this word. There's no way I'm gonna be able to do this right. But here, actually, we're gonna read this together. I'm gonna type this in the chat, the Skype chat. Because there's no way you guys will get this either.
Let's do it.
Wait, where's my cursor?
Oh, I hate it when I can't find it. You're like, you swirl it all around.
Your face.
Sometimes you guys can read that word. I'll let you guys try to read it.
Whoa.
What the heck?
Lion.
Lanfair. That's like, what is it? The Mary Poppins. Is it Mary Poppins? Alidocious.
Super
cause I can't even say it.
It's Lanfair Plagian Gal.
There's some W's and some G's and double L's in there.
It's a Welsh village that that's the shortened version.
Oh wow.
No, it looked like you was typing a message to somebody and then you had to diddle sack itis and you like
There you go. The dual sack.
Matt says he has 5%.
If you want to chance it.
Well, we're gonna. I gotta leave now. Let's see if Matt wants
to wrap it up, son.
Yeah, let's get to the wrap up show. I gotta go. I gotta be at dinner in 30 minutes. Let's see. I'm gonna tell Matt. Let's see. Somebody type in. Let's see.
What do you want me to type? I'll type.
Just saying we're wrapping up. Put Matt, we're wrapping up. Do you want to jump in with your 5% or something? I can't type, dude. It's like my keyboard's over here to my left, my screen's on my right, all this shit. I'm so out of the loop.
If you want to get him in real quick so he can do his plugs. Because that's all he's going to be able to do.
Plug it in.
Is that Matt? Hello. Is he here with this 5%? Hey. Matt!
5%.
Normie wants to apologize for making us wait and making your phone die.
Sorry.
That's all right.
All right, we got to maximize time. Go ahead. We got to wrap it up.
All right, guys, let's wrap it up! Hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Come on, man. Wrap it up, son!
All right, Matthew, you go first.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
All plugs?
Yeah.
Well, I got passersbypodcast.com. You can find all my social media links there. I'll probably be updating really soon on the Hot Wings Challenge. I'm working with my local event lady and trying to figure something out there.
Awesome. Passersby. And Matt, dude, I'll get you on an episode coming up here. Another episode. We'll chat it up.
For sure. I'll make sure the phone is charged and ready.
Yeah, at least give me 30%, damn it.
I started at 30%.
I know, it goes fast, man. Those phones, man, they burn it up when you got the Skype going.
Oh, yeah. I'll make sure to get it nice and charged up for you.
Yeah, dude, thanks, man. Sorry that happened. We had fun without you. I just want you to know.
Damn it.
They did. Shame on them. We should riot.
I'm done.
Normie.
Guys.
Yeah. Go ahead, Normie. Plug all your stuff, your 15 shows you're on.
My 15 million shows. You can find me on allgames.com. You can find me Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Zombie Cast News. And you can find me on Thursday nights with Knuckleballer Radio, and that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gears of War 4 is coming soon, so come be my friend on Xbox Live and come find me under Normie Bug. And if you really want to follow me on Twitter, come check me out under Normie477. And my Facebook is Normie Late. So those are the places you can find me. The Social Dozen, coming soon to a theater near you. I really don't know. I'm trying to put out the schedule, and hopefully people will fall into place. So come check it out.
Yeah, so tough, man. Rob Robinson.
Ooh, Rob?
Rob.
So, you can follow me on Twitter at It's B-Rob. That's I-T-S-B-R-O-B. That's if you want to talk wrestling and all kind of other shenanigans and shit like that. But if you want to follow the show, the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast, you can follow that at, wait for it, R underscore podcast. You can go to my website, randomrobcast.com.
Random!
Oh, he did it. randomrobcast.com. I got merch. My wife wrote a book. It's down at the bottom of the homepage. You can donate. You can listen to all my podcasts. You can find all my social media accounts. I have an Instagram. You can follow that at randomramblings, W underscore Rob. And just look up the hashtag Walmart log. It's all my stuff. It's just me walking around Walmart being an ass. And if you're on Google, perchance, or Bing, or Chrome, whatever you use to search things on the internet, you can type in the hashtag RRRPC, and that'll pull up anything associated with me, because I use that hashtag. It's mine. It's mine. It's all mine.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, like, whoa. And I'm done.
Awesome. You guys know you can find me on the BS Podcast Network. Check out all the other cool shows. Pure BS Podcast, Real Stupid Podcast, XD Experience, Accidentally, The Whole Tip, The Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, Geek Dig. I've got to write the new ones down. It's like Superman versus Batman and the Kids of the Night Roundtable, I think, and the Party Podcast or Sleepover Podcast or Best Friends Cast Podcast. Damn it. Next week I'm going to fix this. Sorry, guys. I'm in a hurry. You can find me on social media, my personal social media. Twitter is at They Call Me Iams. And if you guys want a game on any of the consoles or our PC, it's They Call Me Iams. My Twitter handle is at awkward underscore podcast for the show. The email is horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. The voicemail number is 510-600-3475. 510-600-3475. Horribly Awkward Podcast also has a Facebook page and a YouTube channel, which I'm starting to upload some of the stuff to YouTube, but I don't got too many subscribers. You guys could be some of the first people to subscribe. So go over there to YouTube and go over there to Facebook. Please, I would love you so much. Normie, what's one thing you've learned today on the podcast?
I have learned that I'm glad that I don't have balls, because I don't have to worry about sitting on them and pinching them in awkward positions and having to figure out creative ways on how to stretch to unstick them and unpinch them.
Rob.
Norma's son messes with basic bitches.
I learned that Rob has there's a white Rob. Mm-hmm. And I learned that Rob's name is after Black Rob, and I never put that together. Like, whoa. And Normie, I learned that clouds chase you, and they just don't like you, so they dump rain on you.
They do. They dump on me.
What a great show, guys. Thank you for coming on, all of you guys. Thanks, Matt. Sorry you had to drop out. We will talk again soon. And a big shout-out to Gidget, because she should be on an episode soon as well.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, eat them Brussels sprouts.
I don't say it as good as she does. Oh, my alien.
Oh, my alien. Peace out, Brussels sprouts. Did hit record. Hey, Matt, tell me a story real quick. Anything. A quick story.
Oh, shit. Me tell a story. Well, earlier this week, I was thinking about, you know, how I went to the Monster Truck Rally a little while back, and how you know, I was looking at my wife and I was like, you know how easy it would be to start a USA chant in here? And she gave me the dirtiest look ever. So I made my son, I said, hey, hold it. Say USA, USA. And he started saying it as loud as he could. Then eventually a couple other people joined in. But the whole time she's like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you so much right now. So that was that.
So
too much right now.
So you basically you just need to get a kid, a child, to just, you can have them say anything in it. People will join in because it's cute.
Oh yeah.
Unless they say rape, then they won't join in.
Yeah, they just, oh, they might. Dude.
Nobody wants to join into that.
Unless it might be Jared from Subway. He might join in.
Damn,
that's all right.
You think he's getting raped right now? Because you know he's in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Since he's a celebrity, he's probably in one of those... he's sort of a celebrity. They might have him in, like, protective whatever.
That's all I
get. Probably got
custody. Choosing his meat. He's either getting the 6-inch or the foot long. One of the two.
He gets to choose two meats and a cheese.
From under cheese.
All right, cool. I'll just do some improv off of that.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. The cheese or... What's up?
The Fumunda cheese or the USA chant?
No, the USA chant.
Okay.
Damn, I don't know. This is going to be a hard one.
But right, this will be a fun one.
We got to do it. Okay. Okay. All right.
Kind of, you didn't even help.
I helped.
You're like one of them kids in the choir or whatever. Everybody else singing and you just moving your lips.
All right, I'll start this off. Normie should be like, sometimes she's going to call me and we're going to pull her in mid episode. But
all right. Yeah.
I'm gonna do a little list of shout outs here and then you guys can do it. We'll go Normie. Yeah. Shout out to anybody, anything you want. And then Rob, shout out to specifically me.
Yes.
And that's it.
Alright.
Alright. Hold on a second.
Did you tell him to give you a shout out specifically and
yeah,
that was it?
That's it. That's, yes. All, okay. That's all I want.
Just checking.
I use Rob for credibility. He's my token.
There you go.
His paw. My token. Have you ever seen South Park?
A long time ago. Season 1. And then I stopped.
Far away.
What's that?
She's like, a long time ago. I said, in a galaxy far, far away.
Far away.
All right. So as always, thanks to Jason for the... From the 3S Pod... All right.